Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're looking at something that's really changing how people golf, especially on South African courses. We're talking about modern digital mapping tools. All of our insights today are coming from a great guide put together by the team at the Golf Day Buddy app.
Yeah, and our goal in this deep dive is really to see how all this, you know, high-tech data gives you a kind of a shortcut,
yeah.
A shortcut to becoming a smarter golfer. Good. We want to figure out how these tools help you play better, especially on those tricky local courses.
Right, because they're not just, you know, digital roadmaps anymore. That definition feels a bit old. They're more like a living copy of the course on your phone, a digital twin. It gives you all this amazing detail on the ground, the slopes, everything, stuff a normal rangefinder just can't see.
Exactly. And that's what's so fascinating. All these features work together to help you make better choices. The GPS tells you the distance, sure, but not just to the flag. It's to the front of the green or that bunker you need to avoid. You add in score tracking and local weather alerts, and suddenly you have this complete toolkit right in your hand.
Okay, let's unpack that a little. I get it if you're on a brand new course, but say I've played a famous course like Fancourt, I don't know, 20 times. Isn't pulling out my phone to check a map just going to slow things down? Why should you even bother?
That's a great question. And it really moves the conversation from just finding your way around to being precise. The guide from the Golf Day Buddy app points out that even at a place like Fancourt, a place you know well, the digital map is the difference between guessing your distance and knowing the exact yardage to land on a specific part of the green.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, gets rid of the guesswork.
So you're not wasting brain power on measuring things. You can just focus on your swing. And that actually makes the game more fun because you feel prepared. If you're at a place like Arabella, which is known for its hills and hazards, the map turns what could be a really stressful round into more of a fun strategic challenge.
That detail about the land, the topography, is so important in South Africa. And when you look at popular apps here, the sources bring up Golf Shot. It's really, really good for its shot tracking. And we're not just talking about counting your swings. It helps you see your patterns over time, which is huge for getting better.
And then you have Hole 19. That one gets mentioned for its social side. You know, for a lot of people, golf is about competing with friends. So having an app that lets you easily share scores and connect with your group, that really makes it popular.
And before we get to strategy, let's talk about accuracy. Because, I mean, none of this matters if the map is wrong.
Right.
The source really hammers this home. These apps use amazing satellite pictures and really reliable GPS. It's that commitment that means you get measurements you can trust, whether you're at a local club or a big course.
And that's where it gets really strategic. You're playing somewhere complex, like Sun City. The map shows you that every bunker, every hazard, is exactly where it says it is. That helps you make those big, important shots when you're under pressure.
For sure. To get the most out of these tools, you should really study the course map before you even get there. That pre-game homework, it shows you the best places to aim if you get into trouble, the safest spots. That's how you save strokes.
And then, when you're playing, you use the map to adjust on the fly. Let's say you're at Zimbali facing a really tough tee shot.
Hmm.
A quick look at the app shows you exactly where the water is. You can instantly change your plan, maybe hit an iron instead of your driver.
And this is critical. That guide from the Golf Day Buddy app team says checking for updates is super important. Courses change. They move tee boxes. They adjust hazards. You need the latest map to make sure your plan is based on what's actually there today.
So what does this all mean for you? Well, using these apps means you can enjoy these amazing South African courses more, and it helps you get better scores because you're not just playing, you're being strategic, you're prepared.
Right. So here's a final thought to leave you with. If these maps already let you plan your shots perfectly with all this data, what happens when they add augmented reality? You know, where the map shows up right on the real course through your phone's camera. How much easier and how much more strategic will the game get then?